Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very happy, very excited to introduce to you my guest for today. My guest for today is a former Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champion, first ever digital media champion, and now a two-time Impact Knockouts Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jordan Grace. Hey, Jordan.
Hi, Denise. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you. First of all, congratulations on once again becoming Impact Knockouts Champion. I'm going to start off with that. How are you feeling coming off of the show out of Slammiversary, Queen of the Mountain, and your Impact Knockouts Champion?
I feel awesome about that. Physically, I feel exhausted, to be honest with you. It was a really, really long weekend, and the tapings afterwards, too, were really long, but I feel great. I feel proud. I feel motivated. I'm just ready to represent the Knockouts division as best as I can.
Now, we mentioned Queen of the Mountain, and I got to watch the match, and it was really phenomenal. I mean, you, Tasha Steelz, Chelsea Green, Deonna Purrazzo, Mia Yim, you guys all really went out there, and you did a hell of a job. So given the fact that it was the first one ever, how do you think you did, and what were some of your favorite parts of the match, maybe some of the challenges, etc.?
So we really had an uphill battle because, it's the first women's match. And the first women's anything, there's always so much pressure on the girls to do, like, an amazing job. And two, people already hate that kind of match. It feels like people, like, they were talking about how stupid it was, how complicated the rules were. So we really had two uphill battles to fight through, right? And watching everybody's feedback and seeing everybody really seem to enjoy the match, I was over the moon about it. It could not have gone better for us, to be completely honest.
I think so too. And I know that, you know, the rules are a little bit complicated, but I feel like that's kind of like the fun of it all though, right? Like, to me, that's what's fun. And once you actually like get the hang of it, it's like all of a sudden you get sucked into it. And I think that's what you guys did. And there were so many cool spots during the match that I absolutely love. So like afterwards with you and the girls, what was the like the conversation like afterwards?
Okay, so let me just say before the match, everybody was freaking out. I've never seen anybody, like a group of girls, that anxious before a match before. Even the Ultimate X match, no one was that nervous. But I think it was because, there was the rules, and we had to think about who was in the box at a certain time. And that was complicated in and of itself. And actually, something that we were told was going to happen during the match didn't happen, which was the timer was not on the Titantron. So we got out there, and the timer was not on the Titantron.
So you guys didn't know when the 2 minutes were up for the penalty box.
We had no idea. So we were we're just, like, talking about that in the back. And I think everybody was just so relieved that, A, no one got hurt, and, B, that it went as well as it did. Because, honestly, everybody was doing basically, like, these high-risk spots. And I was like, man, I pray that I'm in position to catch people and that no one gets hurt. And we did it. Like, I think we killed it.
I think so too. And there were so many cool moments, and that big one, especially with Chelsea and Deonna going through the table off the ladder, was absolutely nuts. But I kind of loved it though, because right before you kind of see them like hold on to each other and they go through the tables. And I was like, oh my God, bless their hearts. That was absolutely incredible.
The funniest thing about it was, Deonna's a big, she might get mad about me saying this, but she's a big crier. So she was crying just because of the anxiety. And then she was also crying when they landed, probably of relief. And she asked Basil, the photographer, as she was crying, please tell me you got the shot.
Seriously, like, make sure, like, you got it was worth it, etc. Yeah, exactly. It was incredible. Oh my God. I mean, I was so excited. And you mentioned the Ultimate X match. And so that kind of brings me to my next question. You know, right now we're seeing a lot of these, I've always talked about this before with a bunch of, like, you know, the other women that I've had on the show. We always talk about Impact Beyond the Forefront, etc. But, you know, recently we've been seeing a lot of, like, first ever matches. You know, again, we mentioned the Ultimate X match and now with the Queen of the Mountain. As a competitor, Jordan, how do you feel about these opportunities that are, I don't want to say being given to the Knockouts division, because that sounds like, because you guys earned it, but, you know, being given these opportunities, how do you guys feel about it, especially for yourself?
I feel like it's incredible that they're handing us the ball like this and trusting us to do it, because they could have given these matches to any of the Knockouts at any other point in time, like before I was here. And I feel like they trust this group of Knockouts enough to go out and do these kind of matches and do them well. So I feel like that says a lot about the current Knockout division and how much they trust us and how much they respect us. And for me personally, I've been putting a lot of these first time matches. I was in the first Iron Woman's match, the first Digital Media match, the first, what was it? X Division match, obviously. And now this one. And so I just feel blessed to be a part of all of those matches. So I feel really, really good about it.
I think that's awesome. And you should feel really good about it. I remember after the Ultimate X, I was telling this to Gail Kim. I selfishly did not want the match to end because I was enjoying it so much that I was like, oh, damn, I wanted that to keep going because they did so great. You know, so congratulations on all of that. So we mentioned at the top of this that this is your second reign as Impact Knockouts champion. You were champion back in 2020. With that being said, Jordan, you know, I would say that there's been like, you know, everybody changes, everybody evolves, and especially in a two-year time period. How would you say, or what would you say is going to be, or you think is the biggest difference between your 2020 reign and now in terms of goals, who you are as a person, etc.?
So 2020 was a difficult time period for me to be Knockouts champion because I won it and then basically immediately the pandemic happened. So I did a lot of my title defenses and I lost the title with no fans. And I feel like that almost wasn't really, really fair to me as a champion to have to go through that. And it's really been an uphill battle to get back to this title. And I feel like the only thing that I could do to get me back to that title was to reinvent myself. And I think I've done that. I started leaning into powerlifting a lot more. And the less I thought about the Knockouts title, the more I feel like they wanted to give me the opportunity again. So I feel like that was one of those things. So I just kept focusing on myself. I was just like, just don't worry about who has the title. Don't worry about the opportunities anybody else is getting, because all you can do is focus on yourself and getting better. And I feel like that has finally paid off.
I think so, too. And here's the thing. Like, I feel like you mentioned this reinvention, and I feel for everybody, you know, we've seen that reinvention in yourself. You know, I just feel like, I don't know, like, just from an outsider's perspective, I'm seeing you, like, more confident going out there and just, like, going, like you know, like, this boss woman just going out there and really doing everything you can. So I think that's, like, so awesome. But I do want to ask you, in terms of, like, the women that we have right now on the Impact Knockouts roster is very, very stacked. I mean, you got your Deonna's, you got, you know, Tasha Steeles. I mean, there's so many different people that are there. For you right now as champion, what would you say are some of your goals, especially as champion?
I would like to defend it in front of a crowd, for one. That's that's my first goal. And I want to bring more eyes to the Knockouts division. I feel like, and Impact in general, because I feel like we put out such an incredible product and the women are given more opportunities here than at any other promotion. And I feel like fans need to start watching Impact Wrestling and seeing these things. A lot of people still have it in their head, you know, back in the day, they messed things up a little bit, but it's a completely new crew now. Everything is different. And I think that we need to be given that opportunity again to be one of the top companies. Like, we need more eyes on us. And I think that's one of my biggest goals as champion.
I think so too. And, you know, I've been watching for several years now, but even just like this period, like I would say what, like maybe the last 2 years, and like watching all the Impact Plus shows, watching the big pay-per-views, et cetera, you really notice the quality of work, like top to bottom on the card. Like one of the things I feel that I'm always going out and saying is that there's a different match for everybody. Like everybody has a different taste in what they like in pro wrestling. And I feel like whatever it is that you like, you tend to find it on an Impact Wrestling card.
I completely agree with that. Impact Wrestling has something for everyone. And I also, we don't do bad pay-per-views. I can't remember the time that we have had a bad pay-per-view and have had fans complaining about it. Like, we just don't do that. And you're definitely right. At least for the past 2 years, I think that Impact has really finally come into its own. Scott D'Amore has been doing an amazing job with everything, and just the entire crew in general has just been incredible with putting out these great matches, booking. Everything at Impact is on point right now, and people need to see that.
I love that. So now I do kind of want to shift the conversation a little bit, because there are some questions I kind of want to get into, because first of all, I want to start off by complimenting you, because I really think that you look absolutely freaking amazing. And as somebody who's like trying to get myself every single day to go work out, it is definitely freaking hard. But Jordan, you are doing it. You're killing it. I see all of your inspirational posts on Twitter, your photos, some of the things that you post on there. So I do want to ask you, because on June 5th, you did post a video showing a little bit of, you know, your flashbacks, your transformations from then and now. And you also captioned it. You said, quote, let me pull this up really quickly. You said, from being too fat to being an athlete to looking like a man, you learn there is no pleasing everybody, just focus on how you want to look for you. So with that being said, I feel like that's very deep, and you're somebody that has clearly put in the work and you're seeing the results. I want to ask you, at what point did this motivation in you spark to be like, you know what, I'm going to change and I'm going to, you know, reinvent myself?
Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't a specific moment that I can say that I woke up and just thought about it. But I just think over time, hearing like and reading these comments, no matter what my body looked like at the time, there was always something negative about it. And I just finally thought to myself, like, I need to stop worrying about these other people and worry about the way I want to look. And the way that I want to look is basically how China used to look, which was like she was just this strong, dominating woman. No one else looked like her. And that's how I want to look. So I've just been putting 100% focus and effort into being like that, basically.
And it's so cool to kind of see like the results paying off, you know, because I know like for me, like when I go to the gym and I come back, I right away go to the mirror and I'm like, okay, where's the difference? Do I see anything, you know? And I feel like scrolling like through your timeline and seeing all of your stuff, there was one, and I forgot exactly how you captioned it, but you basically said like all the little changes start to add up. And I'm like, oh God, let that happen someday for me, you know?
Oh, 100%, because you can never see the changes in yourself day to day. And that's why I take pictures constantly of my body, because I'll look at a photo from a month ago and I'm like, okay, so there has been a change, and that motivates me too.
It keeps the motivation going, exactly. So I do want to ask you, what is your like weekly routine like in terms of like how many days you go to the gym? What do you do? What's your week look like there? And also like your regimen when it comes to eating, like what changes have you made that you feel have worked for you?
So I've done a lot of different programs in the past. When I was powerlifting, I was doing a completely different thing than what I'm doing right now. But in the past 6 weeks, since Impact has been off, basically, and I knew I had this Queen of the Mountain match coming up, I've been hitting cardio like crazy lately, and it sucks. So on top of my lifting that I just do normally, I do that all the time. I have a trainer. He programs all of my stuff. I've also been implementing cardio. I bought a Stairmaster and I put it in my garage gym because I absolutely hate doing cardio. And if it's at the end of the workout, the chances of me skipping it are about 70%. But if it's at the house, I have no excuse at all. And I've also been putting ankle weights on my feet whenever I do the Stairmaster. So I'm in the garage, I'm literally dripping in sweat. And that's been one of the things I've been doing consistently, at least 4 or 5 times a week for the past 6 weeks, just trying to lean up for Queen of the Mountain, essentially. But I go to the gym 5 to 6 times a week, normally 6 times. And then on my off day, I normally do yoga or get a massage or something like that. As far as eating, it just kind of depends on where I'm at, basically. when I'm traveling, it's a little bit more relaxed. And when I'm at home, it's pretty strict. So I also have someone who does my programs for nutrition, too.
I can only imagine, like, traveling, it's a lot harder because, you know, you have so many, your schedule's a lot different with the shows and, you know, it tends to be long production days. And then let's see when you know, what's the nearest place that's open. Dang, this is messing with my diet. So I can only imagine, you know, how hard that actually is, you know, trying to keep it all, you know, intact, like when you are at home. And also, like, when it comes to like the workouts too, what's your gym playlist? What do you listen to? What keeps you motivated as you're going through all of this? Do you have anything that you think about inside your head, et cetera?
I go back and forth between like rock music, and my most recent playlist is just a playlist of different rap artists, Cardi B, Drake's super old stuff. None of this new stuff, obviously. It's a little too slow. Lil Wayne, just all the popular rap artists have like amazing songs that really get you in the zone. But basically what's going through my head when I'm lifting is I just want to get it over with, to be honest. Like it's a habit now, but I'm just like, dang, I want to go home and see my dogs. Like,
oh, that's so cute. Oh my God. That's so cute. I love that. Okay. So, I do want to ask you too, because I mentioned, you know, kind of scrolling through your timeline and seeing all your stuff. We need to talk about your photography, your photos, because, they look absolutely flawless. And here's the thing. Like, I know that it's hard work to like constantly have to do the whole thing, get ready, post a cute selfie up, do all of this. It's a lot of work to be constantly keeping up the photography and the pics content going up. For you, like, what's the inspo? How do you make sure you're like, okay, I got to get my pictures up, got to get that going, etc.?
So for the photos that you see that are like really high quality, I do a lot of batch photographs, basically. So my husband, Jonathan Gresham, basically takes all of my photos on his, he bought a professional camera to surprise me because he was like, well, if I'm going to be taking your photos, I want to do it right.
Okay. I'm so jealous, Jordan. I'm so jealous to find a guy that is actually willing to do that. You have no idea how rare that is.
I do actually. That's why I think I'm so lucky, but
yes.
And I go through like probably 5 to 10 different outfits and just spend 2 to 3 hours taking photos, and I'll do that once a week, so I'm not having to do it every single day. So that's just, I normally schedule a day and I'm like, babe, can we take photos this day? And he's like, yeah, of course. And then we just go and do it.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm like seriously super jealous to have somebody that's actually willing to take your photos for you. That's like that's a major plus, a major plus.
But I'm bragging my husband for a minute. Not only is he willing to do it, he's also really good at it.
Yeah. Did he take the one that you recently posted, the one where you're kind of like laying down by the mirror?
Oh, no. That was actually a collaboration between me and Jade, who is Josh Alexander's wife. And we did that past weekend.
I really love that one, too. I thought it was really, really nice. Really, really nice. Okay, so before we go, I do want to chat about Impact's upcoming show, Against All Odds, that is happening July 1st, Atlanta Center Stage. I do want to ask you, because that is a historic wrestling building, how do you feel about performing there, and what do you think the fans can expect from Against All Odds?
I love wrestling at that building. That is honestly one of my favorite places to wrestle. It's like a Spartan Coliseum, basically. Like, you know how the old school gladiators used to do, and they used to have the people all around. That's why I love it so much. And the ring is in the center. I'm super, super excited for that. The only problem is, I will tell fans up front, parking is an issue. So if you can find parking away from that venue, that would be great. What was your other question? What can fans expect?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I don't know if I can say what they can expect yet, because I don't know if Impact has actually put it out yet.
No worries.
But just know that I will be having my first title defense at Against All Odds.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I feel like we can talk forever about like a million different things, and I'm excited to see what you do in your second reign as Impact Knockouts champion. Before we go, please let the people know where they can follow you, where they can see all your stuff, etc.
You guys can all follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much everything under Jordan Grace. Jordan is spelled J-O-R-D-Y-N-N-E. Grace. Grace is spelled normally. Jordan.
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and post all of those links in the description box below, and also the links where you can catch Impact Wrestling, their weekly shows, and also their pay-per-views. All of that good stuff. Until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Jordan Grace, and we'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.